Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Right Where We Belong, a Silver Springs novel by Brenda Novak, performed by Veronica Worthington. Chapter 1.
You knew. You had to have known.
The vitriol in those words caused the hair on the back of Savannah Gray's neck to stand on end. She was just trying to pick up a gallon of milk at the supermarket with her kids. Had never dreamed she might be accosted. Although since her husband's arrest, it felt like everyone in town was staring daggers at her. The crimes Gordon committed had shaken the small, insular town of Nephi, Utah, to the core.
"Don't you dare run off," someone said behind her. "I know you hurt me."
Savannah froze. She had been about to flee. Her emotions were so raw she could barely make herself leave the house these days. She wished she could hole away with the curtains drawn and never face her neighbors again. But she had two children who were depending on her, and she was all they had left. Those children now looked up at her expectantly, and her son, Branson, who was 8, said,
"Mommy, I think that lady's talking to you."
Gripping her shopping cart that much tighter, Savannah swung it around. She was determined to do a better job of defending herself against this type of thing than she'd done in the past. But then she recognized Meredith Kane. A videotape of Meredith, clothes torn, mascara smeared, and lip bleeding while her sister, who was with her now, tried to comfort her, had played on the news several times while police searched for the man who'd attacked her, as she carried a load of laundry down to the basement of her apartment building. That man was Savannah's husband. Since his arrest, Savannah's house had been egged twice. Someone had driven onto her lawn and peeled out, leaving deep ruts, and someone else had thrown a bottle at her parked car that had broken all over the driveway.